The Rambam in Pirek Zayin from Hilchos Sefer Torah Halacha Aleph says, "Mitzvos ase al kol ish v'ish miYisrael lichtov Sefer Torah la'atzmo shenemar v'atem v'ato kisru lachem esashir hazos kloma kisru lachem Torah shiyesh bo shira zu lifishe ein kosin esatorah parshis parshis." So from the Rambam you see that the basic mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah relates to Shiras Hazinu. But since you can't write Parshus Parshus, so therefore you have to write the entire Torah. Indeed, the Shagasari asks on the Rambam, if the reason because Enkos and Parshus Parshus, why are you obligated to write the entire Torah? Just write Sefer Devarim. Because while it's not permitted to write Parshus Parshus, you can write a Chumash. And therefore you should be able to write just Sefer Devarim. So in order to explain this, I think the answer is that Shiras HaZinu is that which is Mechayev the Ksiva. Is because this Shira is the essence of the Torah. In terms of understanding Maisa Olam, God's ways in the world, Schava Ones, the Haftocha for Geula, which is one of the Ikri Adas, and the Yisodi Hamuna, and therefore the Hazinu begins with Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabera V'tishma Ha'aretzim Revi. It begins with B'Shemayim V'Aretz, just as the Torah begins with Bereshis, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashemayim V'Aretz. And the Ramban says this, and he says, V'aldas V'alderech Ha'emes Heim Hashemayim Ha'rishonim Ha'niskom V'Bereshis. These are the original, this is Hazinu, Hashemayim V'aretz, is a reference, relates back to the original Shemayim V'aretz in the very first Pasuk of Chumash. And therefore Hazinu is, as I said, the quintessence of the Torah. And therefore, since Hazinu represents, as I say, the essence or the quintessence of the Torah, we can also understand why that we also understand that it's not just Hazinu, but since this reflects the entire Torah, as Hazinu is a Shira, so there are elements, or the Shira resonates in every Pasuk in the Torah. And therefore, the obligation, fundamental obligation, to write a Sefer Torah is because inherent in the Torah is hidden this Shira, which comes to the fore in Shiras Hazinu. But it's in every part of the Torah as well. And if you look in the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara says, "Minayin lebirkas haTorah lefaneh min haTorah." How do we know that we have to make a birkas haTorah before we study Torah? Shenema, citing the pasuk here in Hazinu, "Ki shem Hashem ekra." And Rashi says, "Kishibar Moshe liftorach b'divei shira, amlem liyisrael ani avarach tchila." Because, based on what we've said, that the Birkas HaTorah is formulated in the obligation in here in Hazinu, the Shiras Hazinu, because Shiras Hazinu itself is represents the entire Torah, the song of the Torah, that's hidden in the, that's hidden though explicit in Hazinu, but it's inherent in every word of the Torah, and that's why that it's the Shira that generates the obligation to say a Birkas HaTorah.